This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
I'm excited. If you wasn't here for the first service, boy, did we have a good time. I don't think you all going to be able to outpraise them, so you got to try, because if you don't, I'm going to tell Pastor Josh when he get back. Last week, Pastor Josh started a series, a lifestyle of worship. And I want to continue in that same vein. I kind of told him that, hey, Pastor Josh, instead of me going off into out there, I want to stay in that same vein that you're in. Pastor Josh talked a little bit about assigning value to your worship. When we assign value to something or to someone, we are saying that it is important. When we say that I love you, we're assigning a value. Now, if you're saying I love you to something tangible that's going to wear out at some period of time, your love may not be everlasting. But if you say, I love you, Lord, that means that your love can be everlasting. We know God is an everlasting God. Josh gave us this principle. Now, before I get to the principle, let me tell you this, what Pastor Josh said last week. He said, sometimes when we worship, it's when we bow down. You see some Christians bowing down, or you see some old heads like myself that just like to lay prostrate, just like to just lay down, because sometimes it's just hard to get on our knees. It's easier just to be more complete and lay down. Pastor Josh also said that to worship means to move towards. A lot of us haven't got where we want to be yet or where we think we should be. Long as you're moving towards, long as you're going towards, we need to learn how to worship by falling on our knees. I know that your knees is probably for me, being able to get on my knees when I really want the Lord to hear me, when I really want to make a declaration about something that's in a special area that I need to pray on, whether it's personalized for myself or whether it's for my family or for a loved one, and especially for a lot of you all, because I done been around like 20 years, so I know most of you all. I know a little bit about you. I know about your mamas and stuff like that, and they come to me with secret prayers, and they tell me. But worship can also be to revere and to be in awe, to have a special devotion, just your devotion, just you and God, you, him knowing your voice, him being able to understand your heart, him being able to see if you're really real. I like what I'm doing today. It's to serve. My worship is to serve. This team is serving today to be able to minister to. Pastor Josh gave us this principle, and I'm back to that. True worship will incorporate what we feel and sense, and also what we know and understand. True worship will incorporate what we feel and sense, and also what we know and understand. Okay. I know y'all love me. I really do. But love me after I finish this sermon. Because the sermon today is going to be about how do we worship God with our physical temples, with our body, with our fleshy temple. Gray hair could kind of get away with that kind of stuff. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 and 20, It says in the New Living Translation, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body." They don't say we should honor God. It says we must honor God with our body. For a lot of you progressive Christians, the Message translation says it like this: "Or did you not realize that your body was a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Do you not see that you cannot live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? Listen to this. The physical part of you is not a piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. It's the spiritual part of you that controls the physical part of you." Sometimes we get that backwards. If I could just get to church, I could just lay down my spirit. No, no. If your spirit right, God blessing you before the physical part walk in these doors. You are the temple. This is the assembly. This is the house of God. But you, your body, is the temple. Some of us may have not been taught how to worship our bodies. Many of us can say that we wasn't taught how to worship when we first came into church. Some of us was brought in as little kids and you got taught right, and you just started out practicing worshiping the right way. But some of us may have made some side roads and then get here and then know how to come into the church and worship the right way. Okay, I'm finna sing this song, but I gotta wet my lips. Okay, 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 okay. If you know it, sing it with me once I get started. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, head, shoulder, knees and toes, knees and toes, eyes and ears and nose and mouth, head, shoulder, knees and toes, knees and toes. Okay, y'all ain't sung that in such a long time. You forgot that that is how the primary or the early our infant way of learning how to praise God. With our head, with our shoulders, on our knees, and with our toes touching the ground. Sometimes we, no, I'm going to take that side road. I won't even go there. We glorify God with our bodies so others see God in our bodies. We glorify God in our bodies so others can see God in our bodies. If people not seeing God in you, you don't know what I mean. You know, if people not seeing God in you, it's either their glasses need to be fixed, or maybe your light may need to shine just a little bit more. Yeah. I don't have that written down here, so I was trying to put that in without getting in trouble. So if I'm not looking, if I'm looking over here most of the time, I'm ducking my wife that's telling me I'm going in the wrong direction, or I'm looking at the timekeeper telling me how much time I got left. I'm going to give you a principle. Worship is the term we use to cover all the acts of the heart, the mind, the body, that intentionally express the infinite worth of God. Now, let me tell you how much meat that is in the meat store. You can't eat this all up in 1 week. This is something I want you to take. I want you to digest. I want you to be able to take home, take it, fry it, bake it, grill it. But this principle right here is a principle that if you can incorporate it into you, it'll take you somewhere. Worship is the term we use to cover all the acts of the heart, the mind, the body, that intentionally express the infinite worth of God. The worth of God. God has given us everything that we need to be able to accomplish all the things that we have been set out to accomplish. A lot of times, we as individuals forget about what God placed into your spirit when you was a kid. I'm going to stop right there with that because I'm going to deal with that in a second. So right now, I got these actors that's here. I brought them in. They kind of hang around Hollywood. They ain't really made it really big in Hollywood, but they got it going on. So as they come on stage, they've been doing a really good job. But let's have a hand from them. And as they come in on stage, I want to let you know that worship is both extravagant expression, is an extravagant expression, and it also can be a reserved stillness. It's in singing, it's in silence, or it's even when you're home and you're sweeping the kitchen floor. Let me show you what Anthony Brown said about this. Hit me with a little bit of Anthony Brown.
It's about to get real. Let's go. It's about to get real. Let's go. It's about to get real.
That's enough. That's enough before I get in trouble. Pastor Josh, get back. And we say, Pastor Clarence, what you doing? Whether you're working in your kitchen and you're cleaning up, whether you're singing, because you pass by people in cars and you be seeing them just jamming and they just having such a good time. If they praising God, it's okay. I'm one of them guys that's from old school that when rap music first came out, I was saying this will not last. It will blow over. I'm an old rhythm and blues guy, a Frankie Beverly. You know, we had that little rock, what we did. But the voice of the people, the voice of the younger generation is taking us to a new level on how to worship God. Let's say, give a hand for all of these actors here. I know there's probably some producers out there that want to sign them up right now. But worship is service. Whenever you're doing any type of service, if you can incorporate the Holy Spirit in it, you're actually worshiping. You have a body, but it's not yours. You were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. So if the body belongs to God and he paid for it, actually it's his. Sometimes we be acting like it's ours and we sneak out and do some things that we really shouldn't be doing. Or we dress some way that we shouldn't be dressing. We see the guys with their pants hanging down. Our girls sitting with their legs not closed too tight. Or with dresses on that's a couple sizes too small. Or old people with 12 colors of hair. Now, Pastor Josh going to get me for that, but I'm old. Come on, I'm just passionate. I get away with these things. But your body was bought with a price. Now, this is a solemn truth. This will help get me out of trouble. This is a solemn truth of Scripture that every believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Every person that have legitimately said, I accept you, Christ, as my personal Savior, and believe that in their heart has been digested. Let's do it this way. Not digested. Rekindled a flame or a portion of faith that was put into you or sanctified in you before you was even in your mother's womb. Yeah. How can we ever think of taking a body in which the Holy Spirit dwells and using it for vile purposes? And we do it all the time. And don't get it wrong. It's not like Pastor Clarence can walk a straight line or have walked a straight line. But when I know better, I do better.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes I could get so caught up in doing some things that may not be in order. But when I slap myself back into reality, or the Holy Spirit slap me back into reality, or I just bump my head side the wall and come to my senses, I go and ask God to forgive me so I could get back on track. Jesus was willing to pay for us with the price of his own precious blood. How greatly Jesus must have loved us to bear our sins in his body on the cross. I'm gonna give you three ways to glorify God with your body. The first one is to be a good steward. We should be good stewards of our bodies God has given us, not taking our health for granted. What we eat, how much we sleep, and how often we exercise all have effects on our body's overall function. God blessed us with our bodies. Our bodies to our house, our soul. Our bodies houses our soul in order to do God's kingdom work. Everything that God has placed inside of you that is good is to do his kingdom work. Now, it's some stuff that you place inside of you and you ain't getting no benefits out of it. The second point is, I love my wife. The second point is remember your value. Our bodies have value in the eyes of God. Stylish coverings of our bodies is not a lack of confidence. It shows we are giving our bodies the same glory and value that God gives them. Let me give you a principle right here. Don't degrade the beauty God gave you by advertising it for the world to see. Do not degrade the beauty God gave you by advertising it for the world to see. What need to be seen soon enough. When you find time, and I started out in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I only touched on verses 19 and 20, but read that entire chapter. It'll make you open your mouth. You'll be talking about, what? It'll make you kind of like get an understanding what God wants us to do with our bodies. And the Apostle Paul clearly states it for us. Remember your value. Remember, you are God's temple, and he gave his spirit an honorable house in which to live. The third point is bless others. Our hands and our feet are tools of the Spirit of God by honoring our bodies physically and spiritually. We are equipped to bless the people of God that he put in our path. Our hands and our feet are tools of the Spirit of God. By honoring our bodies physically and spiritually, we are equipped to bless the people God put in our path. It doesn't matter what your body looks like. You are a temple of God, bringing his love and truth into a world that desperately needs it. By living out that truth, we can all point back to our Creator, bringing him glory for his design. Let me give you another principle right here. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. God is glorified when we worship. Jeremiah 1:5. Before you was formed, before you even knew there was a when or where, then or there, or even knew what your mama and your daddy named, God already knew you and sanctified you. And sometimes we just get taught wrong. Or sometimes we just go astray. In order for us to truly be able to worship God, we must know him. And we must at least begin a lifelong quest in doing so. Being able to find out who is this God. God is our Father. God is our rock. And our Savior, we must obey him. He fashioned our eyes and our ears. We must use it wisely. Worship is less about an activity and more about a heart posture that holds God in the highest esteem. I have to put a pin right there. No matter how much we work at cleaning our hearts, it's always an area that can be cleaned. Example, sometimes you clean your house on Monday, and by Thursday, even if you're working all day long, you get home and the house is dirty. Well, sometimes dust just get in, whether it's through the air-conditioned vents or you rushing in and you leaving stuff out of place. That's the same way we do with our hearts. Just by even hanging around some flea-ridden individuals, you just may get some on you. That's why my wife don't let me to go up on it. Most often we worship God through music, and understandably so. Jamming and praise is a worship experience to behold. I'm closing. That's what we do here at Hope. If it's not by Ty Trebek or Israel Hordner, JJK Group, we can listen to it in our car and in our gym and in our home. I threw y'all off when I said JJK. Minister Johnny, Pastor Josh, and Pastor Corinne Group. Y'all ever heard that group? If y'all ain't heard that group, the rest of the team will be back next week. Music is a popular way to worship our Creator. But whatever way we use it, we must use it in spirit and truth. It doesn't matter the type of song or hymn we sing. It's the condition of our heart. Whether we lift our hands or fall on our face, our worship should come from a heart position to give God all the praise. Hope United has always been a worship experience. We believe in helping others through witnessing and being a part of each other's growing experience. Get that? We believe in witnessing and being a part of each other's growing experience. Now, I understand what it means when they say, I was glad. When they say, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. I was raised up pretty good in a decent family, and I became wayward for, I would think that was somewhat was a legitimate reason. It was just sin-based. But I had a friend that would not stop until he said, he didn't call me Pastor Clarence because I was not Pastor Clarence, wasn't even thinking about Pastor Clarence. I'd almost forgotten my name. He said, Fluff, that's my nickname. He said, Fluff, I'm going to stand to this door and I'm going to wait till you come out. And when you come out, I'm going to take you to my house and I'm going to let you take a shower and we're going to go to the house of the Lord. Is that not love? Is that not a saintly thing to do? One of the most saintly things that any preacher can do, I don't care whether he can't preach like I do, is to tell people that right now is the acceptable hour to accept him. Is a lot of us think that I got to get ready or I got to say, you got to wait till the preacher say something that's really cool and flashy or something that's going to make me cry or something that's going to make me just think that, oh, I never heard that before, so maybe that's the word that need to come up. It is you surrendering. It's not so much on me. My job is to do the invitation. Your job is to come. As a man of God, I will not lie to you because I got the answer for it. I got 6 children, a whole bunch of grandchildren. All of them have been introduced to God. All of them have given their life to God. Oh, y'all may want to take them claps back when I tell you. And all of them aren't perfect. Because they like me. They live in a fleshy body. And sometimes we can miss it. If you haven't accepted Christ, you could come forward now and stand with other Christians that just miss it. Even though they saints, even though they have accepted Christ, and they still got areas that need to be cleansed in their heart. And I'm going to pray for you. So come on up right now, because this is safe. This is a safe room. If anybody say anything to you, I know the bodyguards and everybody that's here. We don't have no bodyguards, but I just say that. That sounds cool. And as our leaders come and stand around before I pray for others, the ones of us that haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Father God, I know that you sent your Son to get me out of the jam that I'm in because I don't know how. You let them hung him on a cross, nailed his hands, let him bled so we wouldn't have to do no more sacrifices. So Father God, I thank you. And I thank you through your Son Jesus who died for me and my sins. And I accept you, Father God, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, don't move. I want to do a corporate prayer. Father, by one that you wouldn't nor ordinarily would be standing in the pulpit. But I remember when you sent me and told me that I had an opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It scared the holy ham sandwich out of me. My fingernails knew. My hair knew. My eyes knew. And I did not know what to do. I just knew that I needed to talk to someone that could explain it to me. And he did send somebody to explain it to me. And when they explained it to me, I grabbed hold to it. Not only have I been blessed, my family's been blessed. The people that I talk to are blessed. My life is blessed. And I have no doubt in my mind where I'm going to live my eternal life. So, Father God, we thank you right now for the same ones that was free, that free-willed walked forward. You say if they would acknowledge you in front of many, you would acknowledge them in front of the Father. So, Father God, as these stand in front of you this day, bless them. Bless those saints that's in the seats, that encourage them by the spirit that you've placed in them, to be able to give them that little extra to be able to come forward. Now, Father, let this day be marked in heaven in their book of life, that they would be saying, this is the turning point. This is the turning point when that old gray-haired, green-eyed, black guy prayed for me. You sent him. I believe him because he believed in your son Jesus. Bless them now. And we pray this in Jesus' name. You can return back to your seats.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.